Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You're tuning in to NHSCA Sports Hour. This show airs at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows, please visit the archives page at www.artistfirst.com/nhsca.htm. And now here's your host of NHSCA Sports Hour, Jeff Fisher.
Thank you very much, Corey, and good evening, high school sports fans. Welcome to the NHSCA Sports Hour for September 22nd, coming to you from Times Square in New York City tonight. I am Jeff Fisher, founder and editor-in-chief of High School Football America. 2 hours worth of high school sports talk tonight here on the Artist First Radio Network. When we're done here, coming up in an hour, we'll go right into High School Football America. Tonight's show, a lot on it. We've got high school football, volleyball, and soccer. We'll start with George Smith, the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. George is the NHSCA's 2011 National High School Football Coach of the Year. He'll join me to talk about tomorrow night's high school football game, the showdown between De La Salle from California and his team, the Raiders from St. Thomas Aquinas. And then we're also going to go into some volleyball tonight with Gwen Egbert from Papillion La Vista South High School in Nebraska. Her team, the defending national champs, according to Max Preps, and they're entering the season ranked number one as well, as they've got a lot of players back from last year's squad. We'll wrap things up with a look at next week's big soccer tournament, boys soccer tournament outside of St. Louis, in St. Louis, and then Southern Illinois. It's called the Gateway Soccer Classic. We'll speak with Executive Director Eric Stratman about the three-day event that will feature 60 different teams from 16 states. Want to thank our sponsors tonight, Cross Country Nation, that's xcnation.com, Dr. Jared Spencer, Gatorade's G-Series, GTM Sportswear, the U.S. Navy, Cliff Keen, Growing Great Relationships, MetLife, Dalamure, and All-American Wrestling Supply. Ready to get things kicked off here tonight on the NHSCA Sports Hour. When we come back, we're going to talk with George Smith from St. Thomas Aquinas in Florida about tomorrow night's big showdown between De La Salle and St. Thomas Aquinas. That and more on the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World, the United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy, accelerate your life.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy, accelerate your life.
And now back to the show with your host, Jeff Fisher.
Thank you very much, Corey. Coming up in just a few minutes here, just talk with George Smith, the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, wrapping up a few things. Very, very busy down in Fort Lauderdale, where his team is getting ready to face Concord, California's De La Salle, the very big football program that at one point had a win streak of 151 straight. Of course, both of these teams have come into national prominence, winning national championships. Coming into the game, Max Preps has St. Thomas Aquinas rated number 4 in the nation, De La Salle ranked number 10. It's a game that will be on ESPN2 tomorrow night starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Just, you know, George Smith built the program, 6 championships there. He retired at the end of last season and turned the reins reins of the program over to Rocco Casullo, his defensive coordinator, but George is still very much involved as the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, and he was actually named after his retirement as our, the NHSCA's, 2011 National Football Coach of the Year. De La Salle coming in with 10 starters from a team. They've got a team that won the Open Division title in California last year. They've got a 27-game win streak, and they've got a great quarterback by the name of Bart Houston, who is being looked at by several different colleges around the country. De La Salle, they've already opened up with a big win over a nationally ranked team in Prattville from Alabama in the season opener, and they will come into this with a record of 2-0, as will De La Salle. So we're going to talk to George Smith a little bit about what it's going to be like not to be on the sidelines as a head coach. You know, he's going to be watching Rocco Casullo do that. It's unfortunate because it would have been a great matchup between George Smith and Bob Lattiser, who is the great coach at De La Salle. He's been there and has turned that program into one that is always emulated. Lattiser has an incredible record of 375 wins, 24 losses, and 3 ties. George Smith, not too shabby either, as he had, you know, one of the great records in the state of Florida when he stepped away after 34 years. His record was 361 wins and 66 losses, as I mentioned, 6 state titles for him, 2 mythical national championships, and the Spartans under Lattiser have won 7 mythical national championships. So looking forward to talking to George about that and talking about what it's like to, you know, to step away and then sit back and watch one of the top programs go against another one, as it's California versus Florida again tomorrow night. It will be on ESPN2 starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can check that out. A couple of other people we're going to be talking to on the show tonight. We're going to go to Nebraska to talk to Gwen Egbert of Papillion La Vista High School in Nebraska. Her team, number one in the country. They were the champs last year, according to Max Preps, and looking to do great things and build on last year's 41-0 mark. And then later on in the show, in about a half hour, we'll talk with Eric Stratman of the Gateway Soccer Classic, a huge tournament next weekend outside of in St. Louis and outside of the area of St. Louis in southern Illinois, as they bring 60 teams to town, including the number one team in the nation, which is Jesuit out of Sacramento. We talked to Paul Rose a couple of weeks ago here on the NHSCA Sports Hour. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have George Smith on the line. George is the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas and our 2011 National Coach of the Year in football under the National High School Coaches Association. It's a great program where we honor all of the coaches in 22 different sports. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life. The Navy Seahawk helicopter has a lift capacity of over 6,000 pounds. But when it comes to helping those around the world who need it most, they lift the hopes of millions. To learn more about how the Navy is the best place to do great things, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. It will do you and the world a load of good. Navy. Accelerate your life.
The major record labels say that downloading music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show?
Clone radio. we play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. Or have you ever sung happy birthday to your friend at a restaurant?
Warning!
Happy birthday is copyrighted, so if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be
stealing music.
Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? Then stop giving them your money, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Better yet, try burning them a CD. If we pull the plug on major labels, music gets better. Find out more about what you can do. Check out downhillbattle.org.
And now back to the NHSCA Sports Hour.
Thank you very much, Corey. This is Jeff Fisher on the NHSCA Sports Hour tonight, coming to you from New York City. A little bit of a problem here. George Smith, the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, is being kind of inundated as the national spotlight shines on Fort Lauderdale for tomorrow night's big game with De La Salle and St. Thomas Aquinas. So he's in the middle of some interviews with ESPN and a bunch of other things as they prepare for that battle tomorrow night on ESPN2. So we're going to kind of delay him here a little bit and see if we can get him back in the show a little bit later. Not quite sure if that's going to happen or not. But again, big match. Matchup. These two programs are definitely, over the last couple of decades, two of the best there is, and it's bragging rights between Florida and California on the line tomorrow night as they go at it. So we're going to try and get with George a little bit later. Don't forget, still coming up in the show, we will have a little girls volleyball chat as we go to Nebraska and talk with Gwen Egbert of Papillion La Vista South High School, and we'll also talk some boys soccer a little bit later. Want to remind you that a lot of great things going on at the NHSCA, and one of them that's back and going great guns right now and allows you to vote on the GTM Sportswear NHSCA Athlete of the Month. We have six athletes that are nominated for this month. You can go to NHSCA.com and cast your vote for them. We've got, we've got one, two, three football players, a girls cross-country runner, a girls golfer, and a boy in soccer. And we'll give you the names. Again, just go to NHSCA.com and click on the tab where it says Athlete of the Month, and it will show you how you can vote for these people. On the football side of things, we've got Garrick Dieter of Washington High School in South Bend, Indiana. He set a national record earlier this year when he caught 437 yards worth of passes in a game. It was the third game of the season, and that set a national mark. Garrick Dieter, as you can imagine, with the first name Garrick, must be named after the Iron Horse, and he is. Lou Gehrig was one of his father's favorite players and named him that, so Garrick Dieter is available for voting. We also talked with Garrick, by the way, a couple of weeks ago on the September 8th High School Football America show. So if you go to highschoolfootballamerica.com, click on radio show and go to the archives, you can listen to that. Very sharp young man who, in the first three games, received almost 1,200 yards in passing pass catches, and that was an incredible stat for him. Also up for nomination this month is Jimmy Gammel of New Albany High School in New Albany, Ohio. He's a kicker there who's done a pretty good job, really great field goal kicker, and even more important, he's an outstanding student with a 4.1 point grade point average. And then the other football player out of the three out of the six is Jonathan Gray. I had a chance to see this kid in person last year at the Texas State Championships. He's from Aledo High School, and the 5'11", 195-pound running back became the state's all-time career touchdown leader, and that's a pretty darn big thing to do. I mean, there's been so many great football players out of the state of Texas. He did it on September the 9th. It was in a loss to state powerhouse Austin Lake Travis, but nonetheless, he scored a couple of big touchdown runs, and that gave him 148 for his career and gave him the all-time mark in Texas. He is a verbal commit to the University of Texas. Now, the other athletes that are up for nomination for this month, and we always have six of them, we have Lance Gaspar from Loyola High School in Minnesota. He's a soccer forward who set a state record on September the 6th by scoring eight goals as Loyola, which is a co-op program with Lake Crystal Welcome, blanked New Prague 9-0. But the Lance Gaspar did quite a job there. That's a lot of goals, 8 goals in one game. So he is nominated for the GTM NHSCA Athlete of the Month. We have Amy Lee from Brea Olindo High School in Brea, California. She's only a freshman and already one of the top-ranked players in the nation. She has been a medalist in every event she's competed in this fall, most recently shooting a 1-over-par 36 on September the 7th at the Black Gold Golf Course in where was that? That was at the Century League that's in El Dorado High School. And anyway, she shot a 1-over-36, and she's had some other great numbers this year. So you can go to the website, nhsca.com, to check out all of the nominated athletes and, again, make your choices to who you want to vote for. The voting will end on September the 26th. The winner will then be honored and get a really great a pep rally in the school in front of all of her colleagues, and nice plaque and really great publicity for that athlete. The final one is Allie Ostrander of Kenai Central High School in Kenai, Alaska. She is the second female athlete from Kenai to be nominated for the Athlete of the Month honors. If you remember last year, we had Hope Stephenson, who was the 103-pound state champ as a girl in the boys tournament, and she was nominated last year. So Allie is up for honors for this month. Stands about 5 feet tall, barely weighs 70 pounds, but she's one of the top cross-country runners in the state of Alaska. She's really emerging as one of the dominant runners. She won the state's biggest invitational, the Soldotna Skyview, on August the 27th by running a time of 17 minutes 53 seconds for 5,000 meters. Now, that performance won her the race by an amazing 53 seconds, and it also smashed the course record by 50. So Allie Ostrander from Kenai High School nominated. So go to nhsca.com to vote on your favorite athlete and learn more about them. I gave you a little bit of an overview, but a lot of great kids, and you can also learn how to nominate some athletes too, for some deserving athletes who really should be looked at and honored by the National High School Coaches Association. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to give you a little bit of information on the wrestling tournaments that are coming together for the NHSCA. As you know, we've been doing them for years. We've done the national championships. They will be held again next year in Virginia Beach, Florida. We're also getting more information on the National Wrestling Festival, which will be held later on next year, and a lot of teams have already said that they're here. We've got about 7 openings left, but we'll talk a little bit later about the festival, and that will be held January the 14th at Pleasant Valley High School once again in Broadheadsville, Pennsylvania. Some of the teams that have already committed, we have 18 teams from 5 different states out of Pennsylvania. We have Benton High School, Cedar Cliff High School, Central Bucks South, Central Bucks West, East Stroudsburg South, Mifflinburg, Northampton, big power out of Pennsylvania, Palisades High School, and then out of New Jersey, always tough. The big national power, Blair Academy, will be there once again. They won it last year. Bergen Catholic from New Jersey will be there. Don Bosco Preps back for another year. Long Beach from New Jersey is in it. And also St. Benedict's Prep. A couple of teams coming in from Ohio, as we have, check that, we only have one team. That's St. Edward's, but they finished number 5 in the 2010-2011 rankings. Timberland back from New Hampshire. They will be in the tournament this year again. That will be January the 14th, 2012, in Pennsylvania at Pleasant Valley High School in the eastern part of the state. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little girls volleyball, as we're going to talk with Gwen Egbert of Papillion, La Vista South High School in Nebraska. They are the defending national champs, and they've got a whole bunch of girls back from last year's team and look to do it again this year. According to Max Preps, they are the team to beat. We'll talk with Gwen Egbert when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artists First Radio Network.
You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World. The United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you could make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top-secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines, made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
And now back to the NHSCA Sports Hour.
Thank you very much, Corey. Jeff Fisher coming to you from Times Square in New York City tonight here on the NHSCA Sports Hour. A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk with Eric Stratman of the Gateway Classic in St. Louis, Missouri, where next week they will have 60 teams from around America, 60 boys soccer teams and from 16 different states competing. So right now, though, we're going to switch and we're going to talk about... We're going to talk a little girls volleyball right now. We're going to bring into the show Gwen Egbert, who is actually stepping away from practice. She's from Papillion La Vista South High School in Nebraska. And welcome to the show, Coach. And it sounds like you're still kind of working there, so I appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Yes, I am. I was telling my team what next drill to do.
Well, that's what I like, and that's probably what's made this program as good as it is. I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show that, you know, defending national champs, you won the Max Preps Excellent 25 last year. It was also national champs according to ESPN. And before we get into this team that went 41-0 last year and is loaded this year, let's tell the listeners, since it, you know, not everybody knows about Papillion La Vista South, let's tell them a little bit about the school. What type of school is it? Where is it located?
Our school is located on the south side of Omaha. It's actually two communities, Papillion and La Vista, that are merged together. We have two schools. Our school opened in 2002. We're in our ninth year. We are a Class A school, which is the highest class in Nebraska. We have about 1,600 students, 9 through 12. So we started out with basically nothing. I had one senior my first year, and it's gradually been built to where we're at now.
Yeah, I was going to say, as I was doing a little bit of research on your team and all that, you started 7-24. So wow, 7-24 to 8 years later, 41-0. So tell me a little bit about your philosophy of building a program from the ground up. You've been doing this for a while. You came into the season with over 600 career wins, so you're obviously not a novice to it. So how did you go about building this program?
Well, I think the first thing is to create a culture in your gym and in your sport on what you want, accountability, work ethic, you know, technical, what you're looking for. And you want to get your team to practice in a manner that is going to be successful, whether it's, you know, your team has trouble with effort or technical or communication. You want to establish right from the get-go what you want, your criteria, for your practice situation, because if you can't practice, then you're not going to do very well in the game.
Well, that's well said. So when at what point did it kind of click into you that, you know, the philosophy you had and the foundation was being built for something that now, you know, 8 years later, 9 years later, is really at the top of its game in the state of Nebraska and also nationally?
Well, I spent 16 years at our other school, Papillion La Vista. And I had, before I left there, I had won three straight state championships there. So I kind of had a philosophy and a way I wanted to do things. It was just trying to convert it. And the hard part was when you're at a new school, you don't win a lot. So you just have to, you know, keep persevering and keep pushing and make them accountable and establish every day what you want and stick to it. And eventually, you know, each year we got a little bit better.
Well, let's talk a little bit about volleyball in Nebraska as a whole, and then we'll delve into last year's team and this year's team. You know, I guess when I think about it, I don't know that I know that Nebraska is the hotbed of volleyball, but obviously there's a lot of good stuff coming out of there. So kind of paint a picture for us what it's like, the sport in the state of Nebraska.
Sport in the state of Nebraska is very popular. The volleyball players are well-known. They're some of the top athletes in the state. That some of the best players on Nebraska's team are from Nebraska. There are several very good players that play for other colleges that do very well that are from Nebraska. The work ethic and the ability to be coachable from Nebraska kids and their physicality stands out as far as in our state.
Okay, well, let's talk about, you know, last year's team, which also meshes into this year's team. You were a perfect 41-0, as I said last year, national champs. You won the Class A title in Nebraska. So tell us a little bit about last year's team, and then I know you've got a lot of returners back, but tell us how last year's run has helped you with this year's team, because you do have a lot of people back.
I think last year's run was set forward for our seniors. We had five very good seniors. One of them being All-Stater and Lillian Schoenweis that moved in from Kansas, and she plays for Cal Berkeley now. And I think they established a really strong goal of they wanted to be undefeated, and we wanted to win Class A. And they established a tone every day in practice that the younger players followed. And I had several very talented younger players that played huge roles, and, you know, those seniors set down what they wanted, and the underclassmen, they wanted to do it for them.
So tell me a little bit now how you take these kids that come back. You have, you know, five starters returning from one of the stories I read about you. So what are some of the things that you heard in the preseason and now early in the season that have made you smile to let you know that these kids are still as focused as they were last year?
Well, the seniors had the same goal, and they're determined they want to do it again. So that presents a lot of difficulties for us because it's really easy to get complacent and not continue to practice hard and, you know, to take opponents lightly. So, you know, as a coach and as a team, we've got to meet those challenges, and there are a lot of them every day.
Now tell us a little bit about some of your top players. I know you have a couple of twins there. So who are some of the girls that should get a little bit of publicity for the things that they've done over the last couple of years?
Well, I have three returning All-State players. They're all juniors. Two of them, you're correct, are twins. They're Amber and Katie. Amber and Katie Rolfson. Then I have a third starter who plays the setter position, and she also is a hitter. She also is an All-Stater. Her name is Kelly Hunter. Another returner from last year that plays middle, Katie Kurtz. She didn't play a lot last year, but has come in and done a tremendous job. We have another senior, Megan Stroik, who played a significant role on the right side last year, and she's come in and really stepped up her game. And then we have a setter who really did well last year, and her name is Whitney Costell. She's also a senior.
So now, how would you characterize how you took the, because I said, you know, how did you build off of last year? Now, what about the all these national rankings and all these things that exist nowadays that didn't, you know, exist, you know, 10, 15 years ago? How do you keep the kids from kind of reading the press clippings and keep focused on the job at hand?
Well, I think one of the big detriments is Facebook, because a lot of my kids play against kids from other schools around the country, so they get on Facebook and talk about it. So I think that's how a lot of it gets going, and how they're more aware now than what we would have been, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when all this stuff started. So my kids are pretty aware, but we don't really talk about it much. I mean, it's something that we want to accomplish, but, you know, a lot of it's not in our control. It's all what people think. So it's all kind of relative. I mean, it's a great honor, but I mean, unless you play the actual teams, it's tough.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I understand that, you know, as the sport grows, you know, obviously you're getting some of these bigger tournaments where you're going to have that opportunity. I know you're going to be stepping out of state, or have you already done that? You're supposed to have a big matchup with a Kansas.
Yeah, we're going to St. James Academy in 2 weeks to play them. They're currently ranked in the top 10. They're a very good team, so we're really excited about it. We're working each day for that, and it'll be a great opportunity for us. We're going to go to Iowa and play also. There'll be some good teams, some of the better teams in Iowa. So a couple opportunities, and we have some good teams here that we're playing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you kind of mentioned that, you know, you kind of built the program there at your arch rival and all that. What's that like when you go back to play against them? Does the blood boil a little bit more?
A little bit. 3 years ago, when we started our run, we were in the state final, and we had to play them. And I never really thought until we were playing them, I'm going to have to play them in the state final maybe until it was happening. So it was really weird.
Well, you know, you've done a great job, and I really just appreciate you walking away from practice there to talk to us and kind of clue our listeners into what's going on at your school there in Nebraska. And we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. That is Gwen Egbert of Papillion La Vista High School South, and there's two there outside of Omaha, and as we said, national champs last year, a lot of kids back undefeated, and probably a lot of great things will occur as the season moves on, and you can keep up with what's going on there through our blog at the NHSCA radioshow.blogspot.com. Going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk little boy soccer as we head to the southern part of Illinois and talk about the Gateway Classic. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The Navy Seahawk helicopter has a lift capacity of over 6,000 pounds. But when it comes to helping those around the world who need it most, they lift the hopes of millions. To learn more about how the Navy is the best place to do great things, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. It will do you and the world a load of good. Navy. Accelerate your life.
The major record labels say that downloading music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show.
Clone radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. Or have you ever sung Happy Birthday to your friend at a restaurant?
Warning!
Happy Birthday is copyrighted, so if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? Then stop giving them your money, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Better yet, try burning them a CD. If we pull the plug on major labels, music gets better. Find out more about what you can do. Check out downhillbattle.org.
High school football fans, the 2011 season is just around the corner, and so is America's premier high school football show. Hi, I'm Jeff Fisher. Join me every Thursday night at 7 p.m. starting July 21st on the Artist First Radio Network for High School Football America. I'll talk with the top coaches and players, plus preview the top games from around the country. High School Football America is your ticket to all that is high school football. Tune in every Thursday at 7 o'clock for High School Football America, beginning July 21st.
And now back to the NHSCA Sports Hour.
Thank you very much, Corey. Welcome back as we come to you from New York City tonight, high above Times Square. Talked a little girls volleyball a few moments ago with Gwen Egbert from Papillion La Vista South High School, defending national champs, and got a real shot to back that up. We're still a little bit later in the show. We're going to try and get to George Smith from St. Thomas Aquinas in Florida. We were supposed to have him at the top of the show to talk about that big showdown with De La Salle, two national powers, Florida versus California, so we'll try that a little bit later. Now, though, we're going to focus on boys soccer, a great, great soccer classic coming up in the St. Louis area, O'Fallon, Illinois, in St. Louis, Missouri. It's the 7th annual Gateway Soccer Classic, and I'm joined now by Eric Stratman, the executive director, the guy behind the big event that will have 60 teams from 16 different states, I believe, if I've got those numbers right. So, Eric, welcome to the show, and look forward to talking about this.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, we all know that, you know, the sports scene in America is just getting bigger and bigger as we try and see if we can get some of the top teams from the top states to play each other. We were talking about that in football earlier, and you're obviously doing something great in your area down there with 60 teams in. So let's kind of educate the people. I guess it began 7 years ago, but where did the idea come from to have something that's grown into a huge event with some of the top teams from around the country?
Well, and
earlier in my coaching career, I actually was a girls basketball coach in Quincy, Illinois, and I had started to develop a pretty nice girls basketball tournament with teams from around the country when I decided to give that up. And so I had taken a couple years off, and the gentleman, Matt Longo, who is our head coach at Quincy High now, was my coach in high school for soccer as well. And the job came open, and he said, you know, I'd love for you to come along and be my assistant if I get that job, but I want you to bring a big, highly competitive tournament on board so we can compete in something like that. And so his mistake was kind of giving me open rein to do what I wanted to do, and we were striving for 8 teams, and all of a sudden we ended up with 20 in the first year, and we got some of the good teams from the Midwest to be involved. And once they became involved, then it became a lot easier. When you get the Rockhurst and the St. Thomas Aquinas is on board, then it becomes easier to attract other people. And from that point on, it has just, I don't want to say snowballed, but it has just grown and grown and grown. And here we are today with the most teams we've had from, you know, all over the country.
Yeah, and I mean, like I mentioned before, you know, nowadays, you know, people, because of these national rankings, whether you like them or not, you know, want to see if they're the best against the best, you know, and that's why I think these things can grow and grow very, very well. Let's talk a little bit about this year's field, because you've got some real good ones in it. As I mentioned before, you got the number one team in the country there. We talked to Paul Rose earlier from Sacramento Jesuit, but it doesn't stop there. This is a loaded field.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, there are two ranking services that there are out there. There's the ESPN Rise ranking service, and there's the NSCAA, National Soccer Coaches Association of America, their ranking service. And, you know, depending on what service you look at and what rankings you look at, we have several people represented and several teams represented, you know, just right there. And looking right now at the NSCAA national rankings, we have the number 1 and 2 teams in the country. Number 5 in the country is coming. Number 12, number 14, number 15, number 17 in the country. Number 23 in the country is going to be there too. So, you know, we're talking in top 25 in the country. We've got 7-8 teams there.
So explain, you know, to our listeners what the scene is actually like there. Obviously, you've got the talent and the teams, and you've got a lot of energy for people to prove their might on the national level because of this classic. But what's it like? I mean, I can't imagine it's anything short of just a festival of soccer.
Yeah, the one thing that I don't like about the event is that where we're located now, we don't have one central location where all these games take place.
Okay.
When you have teams coming from as far away, you know, like one of our marquee matchups is DeMatha, which is 2 in the country, playing against Sacramento Jesuit, who is number 1. When those teams are coming from that far away, you got to guarantee that they're going to get to play.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to find, and we're very fortunate, a lot of the schools in the St. Louis area have turf facilities. That guarantees us the ability to play, barring a you know, 2-day thunderstorm. We're going to be able to play. And so, yes, what you're looking at is in some of these venues where some of these teams are playing, the upper-level teams, that they're going to be, you know, a lot of high energy. These teams have a lot to prove. And, you know, some of our teams have come out of this event, teams that come and play in a top bracket, if they go 3-0, they'll see their national ranking jump considerably because they're playing against high-level competition. And it tends to sort things out for the whole country when you have teams from, you know, Granite Bay, California, playing against a team out of New York. It really sets the tone for things.
Sure. How you know, in the growth, I mean, obviously, like you said, you kind of got shocked the first year that it was so big. I mean, what's the hardest part of this, I mean, to keep getting it bigger and better? I mean, what is it that you do to keep that thing at the level you wanted it to be at?
I'm pretty active in looking at the national rankings, and you know, we have teams. Some of these teams are not able to travel like that every year, so we have a constant. 30 to 40 teams that stay with us annually, and then you know, maybe even a few more. But we have to kind of recruit teams. But at this point, we get more phone calls about wanting to come in than we have to send out recruiting, and you know, obviously if you're a top five team in the country, you can expect me to be getting in touch with you to set up something like what we have going on, be it a showcase game or an 8-team bracket or whatever. We want to pit those teams against each other.
Sure. We're talking with Eric Stratman of the Gateway Soccer Classic that's coming up September 29th through October the 1st, and just talking about the growth of it. So what is the upside to all of this? I mean, is 60 a max, or can you envision something that's much larger and much, much bigger and more special down the road?
You know, I every year I say we can't take any more teams, and then what ultimately happens is I said, you know, last year 48 was the most we'd take, but what happens then is you get that phone call from a team that, you know, I said it a couple years ago when St. Benedict's Prep out of Newark made a phone call to us about wanting to come and play. You know, you just don't tell them no. They're a 7-time national champion. You don't tell that team no. You find out, how do I make it work? So when we get some calls like that, we do everything in our power to get on the phone and start finding teams capable of playing in that. Right now, you know, everything is predicated on space, number of officials. If we have the space and the number of officials to work the games, then obviously we can go higher. Right now at 60, I'm pretty comfortable there without being too stressed out.
Okay, so now the next question is, and I don't want you to put on a favorite hat here, but like you mentioned, you've got number one versus number two, you know, the Jesuit versus DeMath. Are there another couple of matchups that you're really looking forward to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what we've done is we take the teams and I look at them based on what they have returning and what they are projected for this year. And that's how we kind of break our teams down. So in our A bracket, we had at one point at the preseason rankings, all 8 teams were in the top 30 in the country. So it really sets up for it to be such a great event there, because you're going to have some very good teams. Unfortunately, you're going to have a very, very, very good team go 0-3 in St. Louis. And that's going to be, and that doesn't mean you've played bad. It, you know, I've said it best. I can remember a couple years ago, St. Thomas Aquinas came, and they went 0-3 in our tournament but won a state championship.
Wow.
And so, you know, it wasn't because they were bad. They just played very good teams while they were there. And There are tons of good matchups to, I mean, obviously 1 versus 2 is a very big deal, but in the NSCAA rankings here, Wrights Memorial out of Evansville, Indiana is number 5, and they'll play Marquette out of Milwaukee, who is number 12 in the country, and then other teams like St. Thomas Aquinas, Granite Bay, Rockhurst, St. Anthony's out of New York, Bishop Gorman will be there, you know, Rockhurst, CBC in St. Louis, out of St. Louis, and St. Louis U High out of St. Louis. Those teams are all in the same bracket.
Wow.
They're just going to beat each other. You know, there's just no – it'll be great if you can get a win, you know, on Thursday night, but on Friday it doesn't get any better.
Yeah. And for people that are listening, you can check out the website. It's gatewaycityclassic.com to look at the brackets and all that. So last question before we let you go here. Obviously, in some way, shape, or form, I'm going to call this a service, because you really are giving a national platform to have these teams figure out on the field, you know, who truly is, you know, the top out there. And like you said, you may have an 0-3 there. But what has been the response from the coaches as you've put this together?
They're so appreciative of it. You know, I think there's people out there that think this is a great idea and like it, and that's why they keep coming back. They like the opportunity to play against teams that they never play against. And sometimes, like a CBC and a St. Louis University High, you know, they see each other 2-3 times a year. And, yes, they are in the same bracket. And we've had instances where they should play each other in our tournament. Because maybe, let's say, they both win their first game, lose their second, and they're playing for third place. The neat thing about our tournament is we throw the whole bracket out the window at that point, and we just say, let's find somebody else for you to play. So, you know, it's really cool about that, but it's just, you know, we do some neat things of, you know, where I coach at Quincy High School in Illinois, we're playing the Beacon School out of New York, and that's going to be great for our kids. And we do a shirt exchange. So kids from our school will exchange T-shirts with the Beacon schools and have something to take away from that event. So we just really want to promote the high school game. So many kids play club ball and travel all over the world, but this is about kids playing high school soccer that aren't afforded that opportunity. And there's a lot of pressure to play a full-time club sport, and we want to give a reason for kids to come back and play high school soccer as well for their, you know, for their community and for their school. And, you know, we just hope we can get a lot of people out there and watch these games.
Well, you know, I've heard that from other soccer coaches that I've talked to about the club sport and the high school, you know, struggling, if you will, in some areas. So I just applaud you for being able to do this, because I do think it is a great idea. And congratulations on, you know, making it bigger and better every year. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk tonight and educate our listeners on what's going on down there.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and hope a lot of people can come out and watch and support the event if they're listening in the St. Louis area. And you know, Saturday is going to be a neat thing. Starting at 3 o'clock, we're going to have our Bracket B championship, followed by Bracket A, and then the DeMatha versus Sac Jesuit game at 6:30, and that's all at CBC High School. And we want to pack the place, so we're going to charge $2 for adults and $1 for students to come to the game.
Wow, in this economy, that's a deal and a half.
That's three games for that, and if you don't live in the St. Louis area, we're going to also have those games streamed live as well on prepcast.com, so you can go on there and check those out too. So great opportunity to see great soccer.
Well, you know, congratulations again, and we'll put some of those links up on our blog there so people can learn how to watch the video. And like you said, if you're in the area, stop by. It's going to be some great soccer. So, Eric, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. That is Eric Stratman of the Gateway Soccer Classic. That's September 29th through October the 1st. In St. Louis and outside of St. Louis, go to gatewaycityclassic.com to learn more. And, you know, you really can't beat the soccer you're going to see there coming up next weekend, 60 teams from 13 different states. It should be exciting. Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the NHSCA Sports Hour and get ready for High School Football America. You are listening to the Artist First Radio Network.
You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World, the United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you could make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
And now your host, Jeff Fisher.
Thank you very much, Corey. Welcome back to the show. Talking a little girls volleyball tonight and boys soccer, and we'll have some stuff posted on the blog to learn more about Papillion La Vista South High School, and then the Gateway Soccer Classic. We'll put some stuff up there tomorrow so you can check it out at NHSCA Radio Show or sportshour.blogspot.com. Kind of a sad week here at the NHSCA, as we lost a couple of special people in our NHSCA community. I'm just going to read from a couple of the releases that were put out. The NHSCA would like to express its sincere sympathy to Team Kansas for the tragic loss of their team leader, who is Sherry Elvin. NHSCA would like to express the wishes for a speedy recovery also to members of the Elvin family who were injured, and to all that were injured at the Reno Air Show this past Friday. So, you know, condolences go out to the Elvin family. NHSCA also suffered a loss of a true American hero late last week when Thomas Joseph Marquis of the U.S. Navy SEALs passed away. He attended many NHSCA events and was always a star at those. you know, personality lighting up a room. He was a great friend and an ally to everybody at the NHSCA, and served his country for 25 years as a Navy SEAL. If you want to donate in his memory, in Thomas Joseph Marquis's memory, you can go to NHSCA.com and click on the link there, and it'll teach you how you can nominate. So a couple of big losses there, and condolences from the NHSCA out to both of their family. I want to remind you, in about 10 minutes, we're going to switch things over to all high school football as High School Football America takes center stage. Coming up on to tonight's show will be a guy that won his 400th game last Friday. You may remember last week we talked with Corky Rogers in Florida, who won his 400th. And last Friday, a day after we talked with Corky, Bob Paroli from 71st High School in Fayetteville, North Carolina, did the same thing, becoming the ninth man in high school history to win 400 at the football level. So Bob's going to be on the show tonight. We're also going to have Steve Spiewak, the national senior writer for Max Preps, and he's going to take a look at how things shake out with the national championship chase. A big game, of course. De La Salle taking on St. Thomas Aquinas, Florida versus California. And to that end, we will talk with Ben Enos of the Mercury News, who is in Fort Lauderdale. He is from out in the Bay Area, and he's going to take a look at things from the De La Salle standpoint and how they stack up going into this big square off between number 4 and number 10 in the nation, according to Max Preps. Want to thank all of our guests tonight. We, of course, did not hook up with George Smith of St. Thomas Aquinas, the athletic director there and the former coach. He's also the 2011 NHSCA National Football Coach of the Year, just really swamped with ESPN and the House as they get ready for that showdown tomorrow night. Again, you can watch St. Thomas Aquinas and De La Salle go at each other on ESPN2 tomorrow night starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Want to thank Gwen Egbert from Papillion La Vista South High School in Nebraska, defending national champs on the girls' side and loaded this year, undefeated and ranked number 1 in the nation currently. Also want to thank Eric Stratman of Gateway Soccer Classic, the 7th annual coming up, 60 teams from 13 different states, September the 29th through October 1st, so that's next weekend in the St. Louis, Missouri area. If you're there, go out and check it out. A lot of great soccer. Number 1 versus number 2 in the nation going to battle on Saturday as we have Jesuit from Sacramento going up against DeMatha from Maryland, and those teams ranked number 1 and number 2. We, of course, had Paul Rose, the Jesuit head coach, on the show a couple of weeks ago on the NHSCA Sports Hour. If you missed that interview, you can go and check it out. All of the shows that we do are put into the archives. Go to artistfirst.com, click on the NHSCA Sports Hour, and that will give you all of the shows. You can click on it, and they're available to be downloaded free, and it's a great way to, if you missed anything, just to kind of get yourself up to speed on everything else. Want to thank our sponsors for tonight's show. As always, we've got Cross Country Nation on board now, a new partnership. Of course, we talked with Aaron Taylor a couple of weeks ago. That's xcnation.com, a great website that keeps you all up to date on boys and girls cross country. We want to thank our other sponsors, Dr. Jared Spencer, Gatorade's G-Series, the GTM Sportswear, with their Athlete of the Month program. Go to NHSCA.com to learn how to vote for your favorite athlete. Also, go to NHSCA to learn about how to become a member. We also want to thank our sponsors tonight, the U.S. Navy, Cliff Keen, Growing Great Relationships, MetLife, Dalamure, and the All-American Wrestling Supply. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. I want to thank Corey back in Ohio for producing everything. Going to take a break here and come back in about 6 minutes with High School Football America. Talking football from Florida, California, and North Carolina, plus all the stats and all the great things that happened last week, and look ahead to what's going to go on this week already. Week 7 of the regular season, and hard to believe, but Alaska, which started it all off back on August the 12th, is 2 weeks away from getting into the postseason. So football season moving along, and we'll be talking High School Football America coming up in about 6 minutes. That'll do it for tonight's show. Look forward to talking to you next week on the NHSCA Sports Hour. I'm Jeff Fisher, and this is the Artist First Radio Network.